The future of the world's largest ice sheet, known as the Sleeping Giant, rests in our hands. That's according to new analysis on global heating. The report on the East Antarctica ice sheet has found if global heating is limited to 2 degrees, the shelf would remain stable. But if the Paris Agreement targets aren't met, it would cause catastrophic sea level rises of this sheet. Professor Neralee Abram from the ANU Research School of Earth Science has co-authored the report, which has been published in today's Nature Journal. And Professor Abram joins us this morning. Welcome to Breakfast.
Thank you for having me on the show today.
So your work was focused on the East Antarctic ice sheet, which is 10 times larger than West Antarctica, but not as well known. Just how big is it and what kind of life does it sustain?
So the East Antarctic ice sheet is enormous. So it covers an area that's not too much smaller than the size of the Australian continent. And if we were to take all of that ice and to put it in the ocean, it would raise sea levels by around 52 metres. Now, that's not a scenario that we're talking about, but we have previously assumed that this ice sheet was fairly sort of stable and protected from climate change. And what we're discovering now is that it isn't, and there are parts that are vulnerable to change.
Are there signs of this ice sheet melting already?
There are, particularly around the margins of the ice sheet. And what we've also discovered in recent years is that parts of this ice sheet sit on ground that is below sea level, and in some cases a really long way below sea level. The deepest part that we know about is about 3.5 kilometres below sea level. And what that does is to set up a really vulnerable situation where those sections of the ice sheet are potentially able to destabilise quite quickly. It's a similar scenario to what we see in West Antarctica, and we've been aware of West Antarctica as being very vulnerable to climate change for quite a while now, and a lot of research has gone into studying that area. But for East Antarctica, we really haven't been focusing on this as an area that could contribute a lot to sea level rise, and so that's what this study is highlighting, that we really need to start paying attention to this ice sheet as well.
Okay, so what's causing the melt? Is it human climate change induced? Explain it to me.
Yeah, so this is one of the consequences of human-caused climate warming. And particularly where we have sections of the ice sheet that sit on ground that is below sea level, the front of the ice sheet is in contact with the ocean water. And ocean water, even though the ocean is cold around Antarctica, it's warm enough to cause melting, and it's very effective at melting the front of the ice sheet. And so that's where we're seeing that there are parts of the East Antarctic ice sheet where we're starting to see ice losses that are adding to sea level rise. But at the moment, we're also seeing that across the central areas of the East Antarctic ice sheet, we have snowfall that's offsetting those losses that we're seeing around the edges. And that's sort of, that at the moment creates a fairly stable situation. But if we allow climate warming to continue, then we expect those losses around the edges of the ice sheet to become much faster. And that's when the East Antarctic ice sheet will start playing a major role in future sea level rise as well.
Your report suggests that if the Paris Agreement targets aren't met, it will be like awakening a sleeping giant in East Antarctica. Describe to me what that means. What does that look like?
Yeah, so if we're able to limit warming to 2 degrees along the lines of the Paris Agreement targets, then we can largely keep the East Antarctic ice sheet stable. But the issue that we face, if we allow warming to go above 2 degrees, then we're going to destabilise large parts of the ice sheet around the edges. And then we're in a situation where East Antarctica will potentially be contributing up to 5 metres of sea level rise in the next few centuries. And that's on top of the sea level rise that will already be coming from West Antarctica and Greenland. So you can imagine that amount of sea level rise would be catastrophic for coastal areas right around the world.
Australia's three continental stations are all in East Antarctica. What kind of role can we play in ensuring the ice sheet doesn't melt?
Yeah, so Australia has a really key role to play here, and we're actually putting a lot of our science focus now on starting to understand these vulnerable parts of East Antarctica, and there'll be expeditions in the next few years led by the Australians out of some of those stations that we have in East Antarctica, really starting to probe these areas of the East Antarctic ice sheet to understand how quickly they might change and how vulnerable they are to climate change. But on a broader scale, Australia also has a really important role to play in being a leader in reducing global emissions and getting that global cooperation that we need to keep climate warming to well below 2 degrees.
Is there enough attention placed on the impact of global warming on these ice sheets?
Well, we know that sea level rise is going to be one of the major challenges to communities living along coastlines of the world in the future. There are sea level rises already in the works that we can't stop now, and those are largely coming from West Antarctica and Greenland. So we know that even if we were able to stop global warming today, sea level is going to rise for centuries to come because of the losses from West Antarctica and Greenland. But we do have a choice in terms of how quickly the seas rise, and that's where our decisions that we are making this decade in terms of emission reductions will very much determine the future. And if we can make those decisions that limit warming to well below 2 degrees, then East Antarctica will hopefully not be part of that sea level story, and we'll keep that very, very large volume of ice stable into the future.
How long is our window of opportunity to get things on track in East Antarctica?
We really are talking this decade. We need those urgent emission reductions every single year this decade if we're going to stay within the carbon budget that we have available to limit warming to well below 2 degrees. So every single decision that we're making right now, it's going to make a difference in terms of sea level rise and in terms of the East Antarctic ice sheet, and setting up that trajectory of future sea level rise and the challenges that we're going to have to adapt to in the future.
Thank you so much for joining us, Professor Neroli Abraham. I really appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you for having me on the show.
Professor Neroli Abraham is from the ANU Research School of Earth Sciences and part of an international team, and that's investigated the consequences of not meeting the Paris target for reducing emissions on the East Antarctic ice sheet.
ABCRN helps you understand the world. Find more of our stories on the ABC Listen app.